about ready.
Where's
John Cena.
All right,
we're gonna make
you haven't been to the showroom floor, I want to point out a couple of really cool things that we have in this place, some exclusives. We've got Target Champions 4-pack. It's four different superstars with their four championship titles. That's a really cool exclusive. We also have some Toys R Us items on display, Elimination Chamber. It's a huge and awesome place that really, really cool. And if you haven't seen it, we have a Mr. McMahon figure. This is an exclusive mailing figure. You have to go to Toys R Us, and you have to pick up the mailing promotion. It's a very cool figure. It's limited edition, so if you guys haven't gotten it, you know, go out to your local Toys R Us and get that. And I want to give you guys a sneak peek at something that we're doing next year with camp. So, very excited to show you guys a new line for us called Tribute to the Troops. We're going to celebrate some of the really cool events that WWE does with the military. And there is a charitable aspect, so we're going to donate a bunch of toys to Mission Serve, which is a military charity. I'm going to let you guys text in donations as well. Very cool, kind of feel good.
Immortalized it with an action figure with the Canadian flag and the belt. a really beautiful doll. I'm really happy with it. It brings back a lot of great memories.
All right, so that's it for the product portion, guys. So we're going to bring in the rest of our panel. Let's start off with our two designers, Derek Handy and Bill Makina.
Where there was territories and other places for guys to learn, you know, things have changed, we're kind of bit, there's not a lot of places to get out of, so it's a kind of more charge, you go out there and finding guys, that are quality involved, and so it's a little bit difficult, but, we're scouring the globe, so to speak, to find the next Bret Hart, the next Rey Mysterio, the next John Cena, all.
Right, so, we're open for questions.
Bret Hart, Triple H, Rey Mysterio, you all share this one question, and if I take too long, feel free to hit me with a steel chair. What is the one person that you enjoy working with the most? Go ahead.
Well, sorry, what was the question? I couldn't hear, people were laughing at you.
Very funny, Mr. Dean.
Still laughing at you.
Who was the one wrestler you enjoyed working with the most?
I've always wished that I could have one more match with Mr. Perfect. He was one of my guys.
All of you, and that's really what we do it for, it's the energy.
children with wrestling action figures, and just didn't want to see that memory of your existence in the WWE fade away while all the new stars just kind of stepped up and everything. You wanted to be able to remember you being there and everything like that. Is that accurate? Is that true at all?
I think that's accurate. More in relation to the DVD set a few years back. But I do remember being a kid, a small kid, about 5 years old, and my dentist suddenly meet me at work when I was getting some dental work. And I was talking to this little boy, and he told me that he never watched me wrestle. He watched me on video games, and I had all the action figures. But he never actually watched me wrestle. Same day, I think I got a call from him to ask me to participate in a DVD project that they had in mind. And, I just told him, I said, if I get called, because I don't think it's right for little kids up there to not be able to see my body of work in my career. It would be really important for me to do a DVD project that was worthy of my career. That's what we ended up doing. That was more tied into that, the DVD project. But that kind of, in itself, a lot of the, say hard feelings that I might have had. I think it was always important to me from the day I left the company that I always wanted to be remembered for what I contributed. With my understanding that, there was things that were going to fall later on in my career, like an anthology or different DVD sets and things that would, always be there for me, for kids to keep my image and my career or my wrestling persona alive. But when I left the company, I felt that all that was gone, lost forever. And I think that was maybe in some way sort of a sore spot for me as anything that tied it to the way things ended for WWE. And, also, for me, I had such a great career in WWE. I worked for 23 years in wrestling. Pretty much day in, day out. I never took holidays or breaks. So many times, I only had a few months off. I worked so hard for so long, and when I look back on my career, some of the fallout that I had with Vince and Shawn and everything, that was a very minuscule, tiny little bit at the very, very end. I wish that, in hindsight now, I wish that things had cooler heads had prevailed and we could somehow work things out better. But I own up to a lot of my own behavior through that whole thing. I think me and Sean kind of egged each other on and put ourselves in that position. And in the end, when I look back on everything that happened, I'm more proud of the body of my work and most of what I did through my career. And most of all my memories of being with this company are mostly really positive. I had great memories with talking with Hunter last night. We reminisced about so many different memories and great times that we had on the road with different people that it's not fair for me to let the last bit be the only thing that anyone remembers. And I spent a lot of time working on a book that took me 7 years to write. Once I wrote the book, and expressed what I thought were all my heartfelt thoughts about everything that happened, I also realized that I didn't have anything else left to say. I made my point, and that's it. Realize that it's all people remember is what happened to Montreal Screwjob, because that's all I remember about your whole career. I resented that a little bit, and I realized the best way to get all that off my back is to make peace with everything and come back and pick up where I left off and be able to reach out again to my WWE fans and WWE members and mark everything again. And I have absolutely no misgivings about coming back. It's been good for me, it's been good for the company, it's been good for the fans, most importantly. I'm glad to be here now.
Thank you for all your hard work and all the time you put in. We all want to remember your entire career, and we all want new fresh merchandise and toys and shirts and hoses and everything like that. So thank you for coming back.
I'm such a big fan of all of you guys, and you guys are real life superheroes.
that being said, sometimes my nose and the action figures are a little bigger than I feel it really needs to be.
Brian, for your perspective from a creative writing, is there a pairing or a matchup or a figure that you might want to see?
He's been a big fan of the writing team collection.
I guess, and this might already be out, but I'd like to see it. I'm not saying it because he's here, but a Triple H Undertaker from WrestleMania 2-pack or something like that. Anything involving the multiple doink angle from WrestleMania 9 or Crush.
The writer's team collection actually comes with a Mr. McMahon doll. He pulls the string and he calls you guys idiots.
Just to speak real quick, we will be putting out Triple H in the Skulking outfit. Woo! At some point. And there will also be Undertaker from WrestleMania 27 coming up. I don't know if that's true.
First, I just want to ask Triple H if he's jealous of my physique.
Thank you. damage and just how it has been influenced you in the ring.
Brad, I don't think this is a problem for most of us.
I think my best memories of Macho Man probably as a mutual respect I had when I wrestled him years ago for Saturday Night Main Event. I remember we had this match. I spoke over this heel. I almost broke his foot, and you know what, he went through the whole match, limping through the whole match, we had a great match, and I went back to the dressing room, I just remember meeting in the hallway, and he fucking shook my hand for the match, and I remember thanking him for everything for the match, and walked back to the dressing room, and he was just limping back to the dressing room, but in that sort of little bit, memory that I have, I just always admired the professionalism of the man he had. He was always 100% about the match, the show, the fans. He was one of the greatest wrestlers I ever had the pleasure of knowing and working with. He was always a guy that went the extra mile, and he really raised the bar for a lot of the guys that came after. A lot of people talk about Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels being the guys that opened the door for some of the smaller wrestlers. I've always felt that the real guy that opened the door for small wrestlers was probably the Macho Man. Special wrestler that I don't know if he'll ever fill his shoes now that he's gone. Mostly loved what I love about Randy was his heart being a lot of
call. Maybe we can work something out.
CM Punk! 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 CM Punk!
Well, you know where to find me. I'm sure Stephanie has my phone number, so you can... I'll just call Beth and get it from her.
Sorry. It's okay, you're good. Sorry.